Thank you, Randy. Most of you listening to my voice right now can remember exactly where you were when you first heard the tale of Christopher Columbus and his raw courage in face of mutinous sailors who were in mortal terror of sailing over the edge of a flat earth. And who among us is not familiar with the phrase Dark Ages? What we're largely unfamiliar with is the reality that far from being benighted fanatics clinging to scriptural claims that the earth was flat, for the first 15 centuries of the Christian epoch, nearly unanimous scholarly opinion pronounced the earth spherical. Likewise, only in revisionistic history of skeptics like John Stuart and Stephen Colbert are the Dark Ages dark and the Renaissance enlightened. What really happened is a matter of history and evidence. The millennium that encompassed Greek and Roman history is more correctly characterized by irrational superstition than rational supposition. Greco-Roman thought was shackled to the illogical presupposition of an eternal universe that was ministered by moody gods. Little wonder, then, that almost 1,000 years after Aristotle, Roman aristocrats who were spoon-fed at the table of Greek enlightenment dwelt in drafty domains and never dreamed of a coming Christian epoch in which the invention of chimneys, clocks, and capitalism would revolutionize Western civilization. In place of a rational God who orders the universe according to knowable principles, these Greek sages and their Roman counterparts fixated on the capriciousness of the gods. As such, Socrates would render astronomical observations as a waste of time, and Plato persuaded devotees to leave the starry heavens alone. They obsessed on astrology, but they left astronomy an unexplored domain. They mastered the magic of alchemy and remained blithely ignorant of the majesty inherent in chemistry. And even more shamefully, enlightened Greco-Roman civilization had scant regard for human equality. As a slave master, Plato reasoned that nature creates a slavish people lacking the mental capacity for virtue or culture and fit only to serve. And Aristotle famously remarked, "Some are marked out for subjugation, others for rule." And of course, women fared no better. In Rome, female babies routinely expired in the shadow of Nero's image. Their tragic cries a testimony to the terrors of sexual inequality. In short, here's my point. The notion that the enlightenment of the Greco-Roman world was separated from the enlightenment in the modern world is little more than useful propaganda. It was Christianity and Christianity alone that shattered the shackled superstitions of the Greco-Roman world. And an unbiased reading of history demonstrates conclusively that the rise of Western civilization is inextricably linked to the DNA of a biblical worldview. Well, today that worldview is mocked by culturally corrosive comedy. And our children are at stake because for every 500 hours they spend in church, a 17-year-old has spent more than 50,000 interacting with the mass media.